Now, teachers' unions will ballot their members for industrial action next month, piling pressure on the government to come up with what the ASTI calls a significant improvement in pay to offset spiralling inflation. Public sector pay negotiations brokered by the WRC collapsed in June without agreement. Unions rejected a pay offer they said fell far short of what they expected. The WRC has invited all sides back to talks later this month. The teachers' strike ballot is part of a coordinated union campaign on public sector pay. At the June pay talks, unions rejected an offer of a 2.5% pay increase this year and a further 2.5% next year. Miriam Duggan is president of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland. And Miriam, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
What's the union strategy now on pay?
Well, you've just given a timeline of events. I'd just like to remind everybody what it was really like, that we triggered the review of pay in March 11th and inflation was at 5.6%. It took till May for the government to respond to us. By then it was 7%. And then the talks broke up, as you said, on June the 17th, by which stage inflation had hit 7.8%. And by the end of June, it was 9.1%. So you can see the pattern of what's happening here. Prices are rising at a rate. Look, we all know it, that you would only describe as alarming. And people are finding themselves unable to meet their bills. Energy costs are frightening. I don't know about you, but my electricity bill in July was nearer to what I'd expect in November or December. So like all workers, we're really worried about how we're going to heat and light our homes, how we're going to cope with soaring food costs and other essential items, as we see every day at the tills of our supermarkets and shops. So in terms of our strategy, what is happening is this. The Congress of Trade Unions, every public sector union that is affiliated to the Congress of Trade Unions has been invited by the Congress, by ICTU, to ballot their members on taking industrial action. If the pay talks that you referred to already that are coming up in the next couple of weeks, if those talks fail, pardon me, and if the government fails to make a decent and a credible offer, like we're looking at over 9% and heading towards 10% inflation.
Yeah, What you're doing here is putting the cart before the horse. You've been invited back into talks. Should you not go back into those talks and wait and see what those talks deliver?
Well, we have been waiting. It's 5 months. You know, public sector pay deals don't happen overnight. We know that. But it has been 5 months of people dealing with rising inflation and still no conclusion in sight. So what we decided yesterday, in conjunction with other public sector unions, we decided that we will prepare for ballot, which does take time. And if you look at it logically, Mary, what's going to happen is these talks will take place. We see it as a real window of opportunity for the government to make a realistic offer.
And what though is a realistic offer? You just gave us the increases in inflation since March and the budget is coming at the end of September. What for you is a realistic offer now?
Okay, well, I'm not privy to those talks. And we have our negotiators from ICTU, and they're representing our best interests.
Yes, but you are the president of the ASTI. What do you want for your members?
I want my members to be able to live and to meet their bills is what I want. But I'm not going to put any numbers on it.
Why not? Do you want to chase inflation? Because you know the government has said time and again, and they have acknowledged, Leo Varadkar in this studio, Michael McGrath in this studio, that public sector workers deserve a pay increase, but that you can't chase inflation.
Again, Mary, I'm not going to get involved in those talks that are taking place with the ICTU negotiators. And I really don't think it's helpful that we'd sit down and start discussing figures.
It's helpful to your members to know what their union representatives are looking for on their behalf.
Well, what we're looking for is we're looking for a way of coping with rising inflation. Now, more than that, I'm not going to say, because the negotiators are doing their job and we have to leave them free to do it, Mary, so I'm not going to.
Okay, but can you say this? Are you looking for it all to be contained in a pay increase, or are you prepared to accept if the Minister for Finance is moving on taxation, for example? Are you prepared to accept that as part of a package? If there are moves on childcare, will you accept that as part of a package?
Again, Mary, you're asking me to do the negotiator's job, and I can't do that. I don't think it would be helpful. What is going to happen is these talks will take place at the during the end of this month, and then we will see where we stand. And effectively, our decision yesterday was to be prepared for all eventualities. If there is a deal that comes out of that, then we will ballot our members on that deal. If there's not a deal, the Congress of Trade Unions has called on all public sector unions that are affiliated and to join in a coordinated campaign.
And let's end on this and maybe get an answer. Are you prepared to take your members out on strike if you don't get what you want?
Well, what we're saying is that we have to ballot our members for a start, and what we have signalled yesterday from our standing committee is that we would support such a campaign by the public sector unions of ICTU. And FORSA and CIP2 have already signalled their support of such action in the hope that we don't need it, to be honest.
Miriam Duggan.
Just want to make sure that our workers can cope. I mean, to coin a phrase, Mary, winter is coming.
We need to leave it there. Miriam Duggan of the ASTI, thank you for your time this morning.